This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. Mitt Romney engaged in some old-fashioned retail campaigning today at a diner in Manchester, New Hampshire. He may be regretting it after a voter engaged the Republican presidential candidate in a conversation about gay rights. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers was there.
From his Vietnam veteran baseball cap to his red flannel shirt and cigarettes, Bob Guerin must have looked promisingly conservative to Mitt Romney. So he asked to sit down at Guerin's table at Chez Vachon and talk for a bit. Guerin obliged. He had a question for Romney on his views on gay marriage, which is legal in New Hampshire.
I believe that marriage is a relationship between a man and a woman.
Guerin, who was eating at the crowded breakfast spot with his husband, Bob Lemire, pressed Romney for answers.
And the Defense of Marriage Act that exists in Washington today defines benefits whether for veterans or for non-veterans, as between married spouses, and for me, that's a man and a woman. And we apparently disagree on that.
It's good to know how you feel that
that's
you
right.
do not believe that everyone is entitled to their constitutional rights.
No, actually, I think at the time the Constitution was written, it was pretty clear that marriage is between a man and a woman, and I don't believe the Supreme Court has changed that.
Romney staffer then moved in.
Governor, we got to get on with Fox News right now.
But Guerin and Romney continued.
Oh, I guess the question was too hot.
No, I gave you the
I'll
answer.
I'll have a good day.
You said you had a yes or no answer. I gave you the yes.
You did. And I appreciate your answer.
Thank
and, you know, I also learned something, and New Hampshire is right. You have to look a man in the eye to get a good answer. And you know what, Governor? Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good day to you,
You're
sir.
You're going to need it.
Thank you. You are right about that.
Afterwards, Guerin was surrounded by reporters. He said he was a registered independent and served in Vietnam in 1967. Guerin added that when he looked Romney in the eye, he didn't see a commander-in-chief.
Well, I was undecided. I'm totally convinced today that he's not going to be my president. At least Obama will entertain the idea. This man is no way, Jose. Well, take your no way, Jose, back to Massachusetts.
To other GOP hopefuls planning to stump at Chez Vachon, consider yourselves warned. Bob Guerin says he eats breakfast there every day. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.